The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a nutritious smoothie of creamy, fresh yogurt, vanilla protein powder, and a mushy banana for your mind. Drink it all down. It's nummy. I want vanilla. I want vanilla. Here comes Eric Metaxas.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the Eric Metaxas Show. I continue my conversation with my friend Chad Robichaux, who is, if we try to sum people up, it's not easy, former Force Recon Marine, DOD contractor, humanitarian activist, faith-based PTSD solutions expert, best-selling author, national security defense strategist, devoted family man, advocate for the veteran community, as putting it mildly, MMA champion, world champion, we can go on, and currently author of a brand new book, Saving Aziz, which is the story we're talking about right now. So, Chad, let's just go back. You made a decision that if the government is going to leave people to suffer and die, you are going to put together your own team of people to see what you can do.
That's right.
So you put together your team of special forces guys, and what happens? I mean, are you in contact with Aziz during this period?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm talking to Aziz. We're trying to make sure he's moving to safety, that he's staying safe while we're working to get move forward. But, when I talked earlier before the break about a miracle happening, there was several events that happened that if any one of them did not happen or a door was closed, this whole thing wouldn't have taken place. And each one of those would have been an impossibility. The first of which was Sarah Verardo calling the Joint Chiefs and asking for permission for us, a civilian NGO, to go onto the HCI airport, a DOD-controlled airport, land aircraft, go outside the wire, evacuate civilians, put them back in that airport. That's an impossibility for anyone around the military.
Yeah, you can understand that they're going to say, sorry, no, you can't do that. You're telling me
they said yes.
For some reason, they said yes.
Which is a miracle. And then secondly, now we have to figure out how to move them. I mean, you can't just put them on a plane and fly them to the United States. I'm not the State Department. And you can't bring someone without a visa to another country. That's human trafficking. And you can only do that in Laredo, Texas. But here in the real world, you have to follow the rules. And so we said, wait, where can we bring these people to? And we called the UAE because we had some connections with the royal family there. Talked to them for about an hour. They rolled out the red carpet, said you could use our humanitarian center. We're going to provide doctors and medical care.
So wait, you had connections with the United Arab Emirates, and it was because of them that this you figured out how we can pull this off.
Where we could bring them to, that's right, yeah. And then they said not only that, but we'll give you a C-17, the large military aircraft, with pilots to do our first loads of people. And if you fill that up, we'll give you another one. And then the next day, this is all in 3 days, our friend Glenn Beck called, and Glenn Beck said, hey, I got under a microphone. This is all I could do. I thought I would raise some support, maybe a couple of $1,000. And in 3 days, I raised $21 million. Overall, he raised $46 million. And he's like, I don't know what to do with it. How can we help? And I said, man, I know exactly what to do with it. We're going to start chartering flights. And he put an amazing guy from his charity, Mercury One, named Rudy Atala, in connection with me. And we started chartering flights. And we went into Abu Dhabi, put our ground team on the ground in HKIA, and we started evacuating people.
How much do I love Glenn Beck, folks? Let me tell you. Oh, my goodness. When I hear these stories. So, but UAE is giving you these big planes. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, so the United States government is not giving you these big planes?
No. The U.S. government, in fact, we were at war with the State Department the whole time. The State Department did not want us moving people.
Now, why?
I could never, I couldn't explain why. I mean, why would be, you know, why would they not evacuate even Americans, much less SIV applicants who are qualified by contractual obligation to the United States to be able to come to America and seek the process. So I couldn't tell you why. I know we had to be very discreet of where we were bringing people to. During a time, I remember posting a video that I was in Albania, and I said I didn't want to say the location. And some of my buddies from the special operations community was busting on me, like saying I was trying to be like – they were just having fun, you know, joking around, like, you're trying to be super secretive. I'm like, no. If I say I'm in Albania – I'm trying to gain support, so I'm using my social media to gain support. But if I say I'm in Albania, the State Department's going to call Albania and tell them not to take people. They were literally calling people as other NGOs are trying to move people.
So Joe Biden's State Department is working against what you're doing.
The whole time. And still. I mean, there's still people in humanitarian city in Abu Dhabi right now. We get the messages every day. They've been there since August of 2021. And these are some people are qualified SIV applicants, P1, P2 visas, and they're all over the world right now, not to mention the 75,000 still in Afghanistan, plus their family members that are still in Afghanistan. And so our State Department, I mean, they say that they're moving 200 people per week. So with the numbers, that would take them about 140 years to move these people.
Yeah, yeah. Since we don't have a lot of time, we're just going to call this what it is. This is evil. From the pit of hell. Yes. I don't know the details, but when I hear this stuff, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war between good and evil. And when you hear about this stuff,
it affects our national security. How can we be trusted?
It affects
trusted again?
Everything. It affects absolutely everything. All right. So the good news is you set about to save your friend, and you end up doing so much more than that. I still can't believe that Aziz is sitting with us here in the studio.
Yeah, it makes my heart. I mean, yesterday he was in Times Square, seeing his billboard on a picture in Times Square. It was the most amazing thing.
It is amazing. Yeah. And the story needs to be told as a movie. I'm glad that that it exists today as a book. Glenn Beck wrote the foreword. So let's get into it. How did you save Aziz? How did this begin?
So we get our team in Abu Dhabi. We have a team back in Washington, D.C. processing P1, P2, SIV visas and vulnerable people groups. We're building team packages and sending small teams outside the wire and three-man teams to go in.
Now, when you say outside the wire, for a civilian like me.
Off of the secured perimeter of the HKIA airport in Kabul. So the DOD, the Department of Defense, secured the perimeter of the airport. The NEO operations, which is a non-combatant evacuation operation, which is an operation when the DOD would conduct to move civilians out of a combat or high-risk area. The White House took that away from the Department of Defense where it belongs and gave it to the State Department, who's never done it before. It's not their job. It's like I explained in the book, like if the baggage handler got put in the pilot seat to fly a plane. They both work on a plane, but one of them's going to crash it. And that's what happened with this operation. The White House gave the NEO operation to the State Department. They treated that airport like an embassy. They secured the outer perimeter, but the Taliban secured the outer ring of the airport, so they controlled who went in and out of the airport. And our military was not allowed to go out. You know, this thing was just damned from the beginning because the White House had closed the Bagram Air Force Base, moved out our military, and controlled the airport, the civilian airport. They forfeited the secure airfield of Bagram Air Force Base with our equipment, our aircraft, the fortified position. They moved our military off before they moved civilians out, American civilians, before they moved out our interpreters, and before they moved our $85 billion in equipment. And then they basically locked themselves into the civilian airport with the military controlling the outer perimeter and the Taliban controlling the outer ring where people had to have access to. So who gets in and out of the airport? That's decided by the Taliban. And so we had to be able to get our teams outside of that to be able to get people and then sneak them back in. And we did that for about 10 days, getting Aziz out and about 12,000 people. And at the end of 10 days that Abigate blew up, 13 of our service members were killed. And that whole week, though, that whole 10 days was just nonstop. No one slept in Abu Dhabi, Washington, D.C., our teams there on the ground. My friend Seaspray lost 37 pounds in 10 days because he just didn't stop moving to get people. He just would not stop. He wouldn't eat. He wouldn't drink. He was just like, every time you stopped to do anything, you felt like you were trading 5 minutes for someone's life. And so it was that like level of imminent movement. But when the military left, and they didn't want to leave, by the way, our military didn't want to leave, but we didn't have to. They were forced to leave, but we didn't have to. And we realized at that time, the White House was saying there was 100 Americans left behind. And I'll say it without debate, there were thousands of Americans still there. The White House was saying that Americans that didn't want to leave. I mean, I remember President Biden saying at one point there were 15,000 Americans, and then they said they got 6,000 out, and then the White House said they had 100 left.
Yeah,
that's
we
bad
are
math, right.
We got some problems, man. We'll be right back talking to Chad Roberts Show, the book Saving Aziz. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
Thanks to your support, Patriot Mobile has emerged as one of the leaders in the parallel economy, and they have big news. Patriot Mobile now offers service with all three major networks. This means if you're with the big three and like the service but hate their values, you can access them with Patriot Mobile. They also offer a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call them at 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation today with the offer code Eric. That's patriotmobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
The book is Saving Aziz, A-Z-I-Z, by Chad Robichaud. Chad, let's continue the story. I mean, this is really dark stuff. And if somebody says to me, like, how could you vote for somebody like Donald Trump? I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, when I hear what the Biden administration is doing, this alone is so sick, what I'm hearing and what I've heard on this story. It's so sick. You either have to look the other way and pretend it's not true, or you got to deal with it, that how you vote and what you do in your life affects other people. When I hear what you did, Chad, you put yourself out there and your team put yourself out there. No one can ever thank you enough or do enough. I mean, this is heroic stuff. And I just feel honored to know that people like you exist in the world, much less I get to talk to you. But you were successful in saving Aziz, and you ended up saving thousands from the Taliban. Let's talk about that. I mean, you put yourself out there. You knew you're risking your own life. I want to say this, ladies and gentlemen. There are people risking their lives. You weren't even involved, in the military at this point. You're doing this on your own. You're saying, I just want to do this to save my friends.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, God burdened our hearts. It was the right thing to do. We had the capability, and I always believe that if you have the ability to do something and it's the right thing, then you have to act and do it. And we had the ability. And God opened those doors for us. And, you start looking at things and kind of look at everything. Well, if the door closes, then maybe I'm not supposed to. But these doors just swung open for us. And, one of those was, like I said, as the military was leaving and there was a full withdrawal. Now America's not in Afghanistan anymore. We had the ability as civilians to stay. And, again, the White House was saying there was 100 Americans there. We were saying there were thousands. The White House was saying they didn't want to. They didn't want to evacuate. They didn't want to go to the Taliban and show their blue passport. They were killing people in the streets. Why would they show their blue passport there? But the truth is, it didn't matter if there was 100 or 1,000. One American left behind is not okay. The American people should have a promise from their government that we will go and get them if they're in harm's way. And that's where I come from in a special operations community. There's an American behind enemy line somewhere. We will literally scorch the earth around them to go get them, even though we know we're going to lose people. That's assurance that American people should be able to feel. To have thousands of Americans just left behind is something I can't even process still to this day. And that was, you know, August 20, 2021, this happened. I still can't even process how is that possible for our government to do that. How is the White House not being held accountable for leaving Americans behind, and the State Department not being responsible? Secretary Blinken still has a job. How is that even possible? And so for me, we couldn't leave. We chose to stay. That led to a coalition effort with so many amazing organizations, Mercury One, my foundation, Mighty Oaks, and Save Our Allies, Task Force Argo, and Samaritan's Purse. Like, everybody was participating in this place called Mazar Sharif, and we got over another 2 months, we got about another 5,000 people out. But when the airlifts dried up, we still felt like there was a need to do more. There was a place called the Panjshir Valley, and everyone had pushed, all these Afghans had pushed to the Panjshir Valley. The final resistance was there by a guy named Ahmad Massoud, who was the leader of the Northern Alliance during 9/11. Bin Laden had him assassinated. His son was leading up the resistance in the Panjshir Valley, and all the former commandos that we trained had went there, and these civilians were there, and they were trying to cross the border into the Panjshir Valley, from the Panjshir Valley to Tajikistan. But if anybody knows the geography there, it's like 25,000-foot mountain peaks. The Taliban had infested the area to block the border. In Tajikistan, the Chinese military was patrolling that border with, like, special operations to keep Afghan in because of their interest in Afghanistan. The Russian military, the Tajikistan border guard. And then if even people made it, they might hit a 1,000-foot cliff or a Category 5 river because the Panjshir River's Category 5 is ice melt, freezing cold. And so we knew that they needed information from the other side of how to cross. And so my experience as a Force Recon Marine, this is like everyday stuff for us to go in and do what's called route recons and fording reps and provide that information to get that critical data to be able to safely cross. And so we made a decision to go into Tajikistan and do a two-man operation to gather that information.
And so this is, again, literally to save lives. The Taliban wants to kill these people.
Yes. I mean, and they were already killing them. I mean, we've seen as they're moving province to province, they captured 25 commandos, put them out in the street, right on the news, executed them. Mainstream media wouldn't show that because the White House wouldn't do anything about it. And that was pretty much a green light. In my opinion, when the Taliban executed those 25 commandos that had served with us for 20 years, when they did that and the White House did nothing about it, didn't even say anything about it, that gave them the green light to do whatever they wanted. And the White House gave them a date. And not terms. I don't agree with the withdrawal, but if you were going to withdraw, you don't give them a date. You give terms. We will leave when we get all of our American citizens out. We'll leave when we get all of our allies out, when we get our $85 billion of equipment and technology out. Until then, stay out of the way or we're not leaving. But instead, the White House gave them a date. And then when they asked for more time, the Taliban said no. And the White House buckled to that.
Maybe you don't have an answer, but the mind reels trying to make sense of even the most cowardly, wicked, sick people in this administration. How could they possibly, what reason could they possibly give for doing what they did and not doing what they didn't do? I mean, some people have said, look, they flat out made a deal with China. I try to process how these things are even possible, as evil as they are. Do you have any sense of what could explain this kind of sick behavior?
Yeah. Well, I'm right there with you, or with all the information that I know, and I know a lot about this. There's nothing that explains why the White House would have did this. The questions that have been asked, why they would do it the way they did it, but you have to really be analytical about it and say, well, who has to gain? America lost. We don't have anything to gain. We gave up the most strategic place on the globe between Iraq, Iran, Russia, and China by giving up Bagram Air Force Base. The West has everything to lose. The world is a much more dangerous place. It didn't benefit the Afghan people. Who did it benefit? Did it benefit the Taliban? Sure it did, but they're not a real player, right? Who did it really benefit? It benefited Iran, it benefited China, and it benefited Pakistan, ISI, which is their intelligence agency. That's who it benefited. The Chinese had the rights to the Hindu Kush minerals, all the lithium there, trillions of dollars of lithium, within days after we left. Days, not even a full week. That there's sanctioned oil in Iran that China wants. The only thing between that sanctioned oil and China was the United States military. They wanted us gone. Now sanctioned oil is being sold across Afghanistan right to China. And then, at Bagram Air Force Base, our old base, that most strategic place on the globe, is the Chinese military, Pakistan intelligence, and they have our $85 billion in equipment that we left behind. If I lost a pair of night vision goggles in my time, I'd be in jail. But we could leave $85 billion in equipment and no one's held responsible.
Well, again, you have to go to the word evil. I can't really process this. It's corruption, evil. And we, the people in this nation, have to deal with this. We have to stand against this because, when you talk about China getting this out of it and Iran, hold on a second. Smart people in the State Department, in this administration, they understand this.
This wasn't a mistake.
They get this. Yeah. Why would they allow China to get this stuff? In other words, what is going on behind the scenes? I think a lot of people know that there is bottomless corruption. When somebody like Joe Biden is in for 50 years, there are deals made, and it's so dark. We've got to get to the bottom of this because this is affecting, not just American lives, affecting lives all around the world. In any event, you are trying to process this, but you're taking action. You're doing God's work, really, rescuing these people. So when did that end? How did this rescue operation?
We made that final decision sitting in the room as well as Dennis Price. Dennis Price is a staff sergeant, 4th Recon Scout Sniper. And he just switched from active duty to reserves. I requested permission to take him on a humanitarian mission, and the Marine Corps approved him to come. And he and I went into Tajikistan. We drove about 12 hours across the mountains onto the border. And we spent 10 days on that Tajikistan-Afghan border, did about 90 miles of border reconnaissance. And at night, we would identify routes and swim across the Panjshir River into Afghanistan to build routes to get out. And so we were having to navigate the Chinese military, and Chinese special operations, the Russian military, the Taliban. We were, rock throws distance many times from the Taliban. And just going across that border and being able to build routes to be able to provide that information to our government intelligence agencies, because there were good people in our government intelligence agencies that wanted that information, that vital information for a safe passage for these people that were trapped, as well as NGOs that were doing evacuations, and to the commandos there that want to move their civilians out of Afghanistan. We were able to provide that vital life-saving information, and that it was, watching, Dennis right there, he's getting to be behind the scenes for this stuff, but just an amazing, brave hero that was willing. He's got four babies at home, a wife and four babies at home. He's already did 6 combat deployments. He didn't have to go do this, and he didn't have an interpreter there.
Oh, my gosh.
And he chose to go do that.
I hope folks will go to Mighty Oaks Foundation, write a check. There's just no words, folks. We'll be right back. Final segment with Chad Robichaud. The book is Saving Aziz.
For the Father waits over the way. To prepare us a dwelling place there.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the 4 best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the 4 ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from 4 different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever. Get the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for only $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening right now, so don't miss out. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC or call 1-800-978-3057, and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. Again, use code ERIC and save. MyPillow.com.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment with Chad Robichaux. Let me spell that. R-O-B-I-C-H-A-U-X.
Common
Chad
spelling.
Robichaux. The book is Saving Aziz, How the Mission to Help One Became a Calling to Rescue Thousands from the Taliban. You know, the fact that you put this into a book is really important because people need to know what is happening in the world, in the United States of America, and they need to know about people like you, Chad, because I think a lot of people are cynical. They don't think that there are any good guys out there. They don't think there's anybody who's willing to risk their life for what is right and good and true. And we're all called to live like that. And so you're an inspiration, and this story is an inspiration, and it just blesses me so deeply. You know, there's not much I can do. I can have you on this program. Hopefully people who are listening want to help out Mighty Oaks, want to buy the book for their friends. Because part of the joy is that we still get to talk about the truth.
That's right.
In America.
Yeah.
We have the freedom to do some things. Some of it is really crazy, like what you did, which is amazing. But just to buy a book, to write a check, to tell a story, to say, no, that's wrong, this is what happened, we have that freedom. We need to use that freedom.
I agree.
With everything.
The great thing about this book is, it bugged me at first, but it actually makes me happy, is this book went to the Pentagon and was reviewed for 5 months. They held up for 5 months. And I was bugged by that. But then the things that they redacted, I left marked. So they marked in black so the American people could see what was redacted and that information was withheld from them. Some of it was classified, and I agree. Some of it, I believe, was political. But nonetheless, what's left in there for you to read, you know that it's true. And if you have a problem with anything you read in this book, then we need to be contacting our congressmen, our senators, and saying, hey, I'm not okay with this. There's still people left behind. There's still Americans there. There's still interpreters there. We need to push Congress to do the right thing, and these investigations opened up. This is the right time to read something like this and use your voice to speak up.
So do you think that the new Congress will open up some investigations?
They just now House Speaker McCarthy just announced that there's going to be he's going to be launching investigations on the withdrawal. And now I'm not so optimistic to believe that people will be held accountable, but at least those questions will be asked, that the American public could hear those questions asked, and we'll see what the answers are.
I mean, it's we have to say it. It's sad that things are so political, that we have people in our government that seem to be at war with what is good and right and true.
Yeah.
We're in a new place.
Mm-hmm. We are. But, you know, I want to say this, and maybe it could be a good challenge to your listeners, because I think we all could use that. How this story changed me is that it gave me hope. I was so frustrated. I remember being in Abu Dhabi, standing in front of the royal family, and they were helping me evacuate Americans. And I stood in front of five generals, about 20 lawyers, and the Minister of Interior. And I had to apologize for our government. I was so embarrassed because I'm such a patriotic guy. I love our country. I had to apologize for our government for putting them in a position to help. And I had to thank them for helping me rescue Americans. And I walked out of that boardroom down. I was like so depressed because I love our country. But then I thought for a second, you know what? Our country and our government failed. But right now, amazing Americans will stand up and do the right thing. So I think people should be able to find hope in knowing that when the governments of the world fail, including our own, people will stand up and do the right thing. And it was amazing to see that happen. And people from all walks, there's people that follow me on social media, just like they do you, that don't like me, they hate me. And they were sending, because they don't agree with me, and they were sending me messages like, I don't like you, but I love what you're doing, and where can I donate? And people were donating. And people were like, from the left, that was amazing. And we had this Jewish organization who wanted to pay for two planes. It was $1.5 million. And they went to make the donation to Mighty Oaks. And the guy called me back and he said, we can't make the donation. And I thought maybe I gave a routing number wrong. He said, no, you're a Christian organization and we're Jewish. We can't make that donation. And I said, okay, but do you realize we're rescuing Muslims? And we laughed and he made the donation. And it was just so, it brought so much hope to me to see people come together for the love of other people and to do the right thing. And, you know, sometimes in this world, we just have to put everything aside and do the right thing. And that's what I got most out of this. I want to say one more thing. We were just getting interviewed. This was one C-Spray, who's in this book for Afghanistan, but we're in Ukraine together. We've done 10 trips to Ukraine together since February. And he said, we were getting interviewed and we both said the answer to this, why are you going out there and doing this? And, you know, simple answer is because it's the right thing to do. But then a reporter asked him a specific question I'd never heard before. Is it worth it? And he said, it doesn't have to be, right? It doesn't have to be worth it to do the right thing. I think as Americans, we're always looking for that ROI. Like if I invest my time, my energy, money, what am I getting out of it? It doesn't have to be worth it to do the right thing. And I think the world could use a little bit of that right now.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because if you have a biblical perspective, you know, it says in the scripture, you can't outgive God, right? Mm-hmm. You cannot. God is saying, you do the right thing because I did the right thing for you, and you cannot imagine how I will pay you back. Mm-hmm. And for you to try to calculate it now, like how's this going to benefit me now, you're a fool.
Yeah.
Because you're going to live way longer than now. You're going to live in eternity. And that's the message. The message is, you do the right thing because God calls you to do the right thing, and you know that the ROI, you're going to get infinitely more than you should when you do the right thing. This is an opportunity that we get, which is so beautiful, that we get to do the right thing, that we get to do things. Listen, we're out of time. Chad, I'm just, you know, honored to know you and to have you with us here. The book is Saving Aziz. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
We'd like to know a little bit about you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Last night, you know, I couldn't sleep. Hey there, folks. Welcome back. As you know, one of our friends on the program is Robert Netsley. Robert Netsley is with InspireAdvisors.com, InspireAdvisors.com. And Robert, it looks like today you're down on Wall Street, but I know that's a fake background. But you had me going.
We got to keep people guessing, man. If they find out my real location, it's all over.
Okay, so you recently had a meeting with a bank about a shareholder resolution. And okay, let me explain to my audience in case they don't remember what InspireAdvisors.com is all about. You guys are trying to get people to invest their money in ways that don't undermine everything they believe in. And tons and tons and tons of us have a 401k or whatever it is we've going on. There's all kinds of stuff that we're invested in, which is completely evil, contrary to what we believe in, pro-abortion stuff, pro-pornography stuff. And you're trying to help people get their money out of those things. So let me say, folks, that's why I want you to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric, inspireadvisors.com. But tell us about your recent meeting with the shareholder meeting with this bank person.
Yeah, so at Inspire, faith-based, biblically responsible managers, we constantly engage with the companies that we invest in and others to really speak biblical truth to corporate power. The left has been doing this for decades and is why they're largely winning that battle in corporate America. So we manage about $2 billion and growing rapidly, one of the fastest growing investment firms in the nation, praise God. And so recently we've been engaging with some shareholder resolutions with financial institutions, specifically around the issue of debanking and this really troubling trend of debanking and cancellation of conservative people and organizations from banking platforms, canceling accounts, closing accounts. Later today, I have a follow-up meeting with the general counsel of M&T Bank. It's, they employ 17,000 people. Their market cap is over $30 billion. It's a large bank. And we have a meeting with the very top people to discuss this resolution. And it's because people like your listeners who invest with us have brought this money together in one place that we can be your advocates to speak this truth and be that voice where we can have these sorts of meetings and get real action from some of the largest corporations in America.
Well, it's an amazing thing, again, that the left is using their power to crush Christians and people with biblical values, anybody with family values. You don't need to be a Christian, but if you believe in what, you know, most Americans have traditionally believed in, there are people, there are elites using banking, using the financial world, using the corporate world in really horrible, horrible ways. You've got to be aware of this. And then we have to push back, which is one of the reasons that I get excited to talk to you, Robert Netsley, because when I heard what you are doing, I said, how do we tell the world? How do we get people to understand that you're participating in a wicked system? Unless you get your money out of these places, we have no voice. We're going to have no voice. And so, again, the action point is please go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric, and you can get a free investment report. But to find out how your money is working against what we believe in, how you can get it out. I mean, this is, unfortunately, this is crucial that we understand this. So please keep going, Robert.
Right. I mean, the time for passivity is over. We can't just sit back and hope things get better. The hard truth is, if you're sitting here listening to this right now and you have not taken a look at your portfolio, I can almost guarantee, and guarantee is a word you can't really use in the investment world very often, but I can almost guarantee you that you're invested in stuff that would that make your stomach churn. And not only that, you probably have money in fund secular fund companies like BlackRock, iShares, et cetera, who are actively using your money right now and your shareholder vote to advocate for things like the institutionalization of anti-family policies, pro-abortion policies, pushing against religious freedom, make it legal for corporations to fire people who have religiously held views, traditional viewpoints on sexual orientation and gender identity. These things are happening right now with your money if you haven't been paying attention. And so you need to look at these things. And that's where that report that you mentioned. If you go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric, our team is putting together free reports for your listeners so they can actually find out what they're invested in and how they can simply and easily, frankly, it's not that hard, to make some changes to the portfolio and align their money to actually support the viewpoints and values that you hold most dear and stop things like debanking of conservative, faith-based Christians, you know, others who hold these sorts of viewpoints. It's atrocious that's happening in America, and it has to stop, but it only will stop if people like those listening right now take some action. So we'd love to help you empower that through inspireadvisors.com/Eric. And that's what our team's passionate about.
And I want to be clear, folks, it's crazy not to do this because this is free. Okay. This is free. Inspireadvisors.com/Eric. We want to help you. to get your money out of these places that are working against you and that are gaining power, by the way. You've got to take the power back, because we are allowing them to gain power to the point where we won't be able to fight against them. And I keep saying this wherever I go, that right now, whatever power you have, whatever God has given you, whatever money you have, whatever voice you have, whatever freedom you have, whatever talents you have, you need to use it now for God's purposes. If you don't, in a future day soon, you will no longer be able to use it. You will no longer have a voice. There will no longer be the ability to push back, because these folks are working overtime. And so we need to do what we can. So again, inspireadvisors.com/Eric. It is totally free. Robert, we've just got a minute left. What else can we talk about?
Well, you know, I just can't stress it enough to pay attention, right? The only thing that's needed for evil to succeed in the world is for good people to do nothing, right? You speak about that all the time, Eric. I'm so thankful for it. And this is the area of finance and investing is a hugely influential area. Christians and Protestants, Catholics, we control more than half the assets, investment assets in this country. So if we just kind of got together and paid attention, that could be a huge voice for freedom and religious freedom, conservative values.
I mean, look, I talk about this all the time. Where you spend your money, folks, you have a choice of where you spend your money. Do you spend it with a company that's going to work against your values or with your values? Way bigger than that, where your money is invested, we've got to get serious about this. So let me exhort you again to go to inspireadvisors.com/Eric. This is free. inspireadvisors.com/Eric, and they will help you. Robert Netsley, thank you. God bless you.
It's my pleasure. God bless you.
Hey, folks, before we go for today, I want to remind you few things. You just heard my conversation with Inspire Advisors. I just want to say to you again, people always say, what can I do? There's a million things you can do. One of the things you can do, which I hope you'll do because it's easy and it's the right thing to do, is go to inspireadvisors.com, inspireadvisors.com/Eric. They'll give you a free, you just heard me say it all, but this is like vital. If everyone will do this kind of thing, it's going to change everything, folks. When you take your money away from these evil, woke, anti-American corporations, you change things. You speak with your money. So in inspireadvisors.com/Eric, inspireadvisors.com/Eric. I want to remind you again also, sign up for SocratesInTheCity.com, because one thing I forgot to say at the beginning of this hour, in the spring season, okay, we have February 28th, Jeannie Constantino in New York. It's going to be nuts. We have May 30th, Yeonmi Park, North Korean defector talking about liberty, okay? It's going to be a big deal. And then I'm going to be back here April 28th in Seattle at the Arctic Club Hotel, one of the most beautiful venues. It's amazing. But here's what's really nuts. We are live streaming all of these events. So wherever you are, if you can't get to New York for one of these events, or you can't get to Seattle for one of these events, we are going to do a new thing. We've talked about this for years. We're going to live stream the events. You're going to be able to register. I think registration goes live this Thursday for all these events, okay? And I want to also say that the early bird tickets are very limited. So if you want to get a very good price, that's limited. You got to do it quick because there's not a lot of those. Yeah. But that's going to be this, I guess, February 2nd, this Thursday, everything goes live. So that's number one. Number two, the live streaming, you can also register for that. That'll be fun. I mean, if you want to have friends over and you want to do anywhere in the world, you can watch it live with all the flubs and fluffs and the non-edited stuff that we edit out, all the embarrassing stuff that we edit out of the videos. You can do that, but you should go to SocratesInTheCity.com just to sign up for the newsletter. So you'll get all this stuff, because I'm not telling you half of it.
I also want to say that we have, well, to do one in Seattle in the club where I am right now, I think I mentioned that the Arctic Club Hotel, the Walrus is prominently featured everywhere you go, because this is people who made a lot of money in the Yukon Gold Rush around the turn of this last century. They decided to create a club, and they called it the Arctic Club. So there's carved walruses on the facade of the building. It's just a beautiful old building. And then the inside, they have this golden, they call it the Northern Lights Golden Dome Room. That's where we're going to have the actual event with Michael Medved talking about America. And we're going to live stream everything. It's crazy. It's crazy. So I'm here now.
Yeah. Before you go today, I just want to say, I am so happy that John Smirak got the whole audience, 1,500, 2,000 people there to appreciate him, because John Smirak, talk about a national treasure. He's one of those things.
I noticed that last night. I thought to myself, I do a lot of public speaking. He doesn't. So to have this incredible crowd at Westgate Chapel, again, we'll put this up online. If you subscribe to my newsletter, ericmetaxas.com. If you're not subscribed, subscribe for the newsletter, because we'll put this up. I want you to see what happened last night. John Smirak was typically spectacular, but to see an audience, a huge audience, loving him as he deserves, you know, not just doing it on the radio, it was amazing. So go to SocratesandCity.com. Tomorrow night, we launch the Oz Guinness event. Will be launched tomorrow night. That's Tuesday. So you want to get all this stuff, just go to SocratesandCity.com and please sign up for that newsletter. And Bob's your uncle. We'll see you tomorrow.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.